How did you come out of that game health-wise?
So Ray Davis is in concussion protocol. Alec Anderson has a calf. He'll be listed as day-to-day. And Brandon Codrington has a hamstring. He is improving. We'll see where that goes this week.
I had one question for you. I know you respect your opponent tremendously, but Coach Sean Payton is famous for that onside kick during that Super Bowl. And when he came with that fake punt, the camera kind of panned in on you and you had a more of a smile on your face. What were you thinking about at that time? Were you expecting it? Or, you know, I know the play worked, but your defense came up strong in the end.
Yeah, no, I was appreciative of the defensive effort in that situation. We certainly have to be, you know, more aware on our special teams units in those situations. So, yeah, I don't know if I was smiling or what. I guess you guys called me smiling. I don't know if I was. I certainly wasn't as happy as I could have been right there if we were getting the ball back in Josh's hands.
Well, it was more or less a game on type of coach's smile, I believe. My last question to you, did you keep your word and go across the street and start preparing for the Ravens, as you said in the post game yesterday?
Yeah, we did. We did. So it's, you know, we weren't sure what day we were going to get scheduled to play. And it's a heck of an opponent, heck of a challenge. So there's a lot to unpack and what they do on all three phases. And just felt like, you know, we needed to get started there.
Last time you guys played the Ravens, you were without Matt, obviously, Terrell and Taryn. How have you seen, since Matt has come back, his relationship with Terrell? Obviously, you know, they played together in the past, but getting Matt back acclimated to playing, how do you think his relationship with Terrell has kind of grown these last couple of weeks heading into the postseason?
Yeah, time on task is everything. And that's part of what they've missed with Matt being out. Matt missed his own time, and then the relationship, you know, they have a strong relationship, but the relationship that occurs on the field, that happens on the field, that then leads to execution, right? So I saw some improvements in that this past weekend, and it's important that continues to grow along with the connectivity with Taryn.
And then late in the game yesterday against the Broncos, fourth quarter, sort of pushing the ball downfield late in the game, even when it was, I don't want to say out of stretch, but what was sort of the mindset from the coaching staff to want to continuously kind of get those offensive reps, you know, have Josh throwing the ball downfield, even if it was a 20-point game, so to speak?
No, I mean, you can never relax in these games. You know, that's a potent offense, and you got to stay on the gas.
Pat mentioned the fake punt. From your perspective, what happened on the fake punt? What allowed them to convert on that play?
Well, you know, we were singled outside, had a return or a block set up there, block attempt at least set up. And so we were singled outside and they had us one-on-one outside. And you know, I thought we could have done a better job overall, just situationally, as well as just doing our job there at a little bit higher of a level.
Dalton played fewer snaps than Dawson in the game. How meaningful is it for your offense that you have two guys that can contribute in different ways, but at the same time do a lot of the same things at that position?
Yeah, that's huge. Both are very unselfish, both team first type of guys. And I certainly appreciate that. And, you know, they've been a big, big factor in our offense and our production. And they're just very detail oriented, and Coach Boris does a great job with them and making sure they're ready to go with the proper detail every week.
What makes Spencer Brown so important to what you guys do up front beyond just winning his one-on-one matchups?
I mean, I would say, you said it, winning his one-on-one matchups, that's where it starts. You know, five is one basically in the offensive line room, and his personality is a big part of that, that puzzle that we have that they put together every week. And, you know, the cool part about it is we have a lot of different personalities up front with the guys we have, and Spence certainly brings his traits to the table.
And just one more, you didn't have Matt Milano, Taryn Johnson, or Terrell Bernard in the first matchup with the Ravens. I think Taylor Rapp went out early. What will having them back this time around do for your defense, particularly going up against a mobile quarterback in Lamar?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, this is a unique offense in terms of their production and how explosive they are. It's a great combination unlike any I've seen with Lamar and Derrick Henry. And then you add the passing game and the scrambles and all that type of stuff. I think Coach Monken does a phenomenal job of putting those guys in position as well. So, it's take it one play at a time and we'll see where it goes.
I know you don't get too far into the details on concussion protocol with Ray, but just from the personal side of things, I know a lot of fans reached out. He tweeted yesterday, "Thank you for all the support." That's a scary moment in the game. Obviously, he was able to walk off. How's he doing? I know a lot of people are just concerned about him.
Yeah, overall, I passed him in the hallway today, had a chance to catch up with him and reached out to him, connected with him last night. So, from a human standpoint, he seems to be in a decent spot. The medical piece, all I really know right now is he's in the protocol.
With Matt Milano, obviously, just watching the game yesterday, just the comfort level and the speed and all the things that you remember about Matt Milano seemed to be on display. What did you think of his game? And do you kind of see anything in his eyes as his coach, somebody that knows him and has been with him all along, that maybe like he's starting to feel like his own self?
I think so. I do. I think so. It's natural, this, journey and process, and, you kind of get in a spot where you're like, "Hey, now I kind of remember how this feels a little bit, but it takes a while to get there." And Matt's just been so, steadfast in his focus and his process every week. And he's got, great support with all of his teammates around him, supporting him as well.
Do you guys talk a lot? Like, when you have conversations, does he say a lot?
Does he say a lot to you?
No, he says nothing to me. So that's why I was wondering to learn a little bit more about him. I mean, do you notice an energy about him? I mean, he's a very quiet guy.
Yeah, no, he says about two more words than he does to me than he does to you. And, but I respect that. He's a man who knows who he is and is very comfortable in his own skin. And, he's very driven. Even though he doesn't say a lot, he's very driven, very goal oriented, a big part of our team.
I was wondering, on the linebacker side, what do you feel is the key that for to stop a running back like a Derrick Henry before he gets going downhill on you?
Well, if we had about 5 300-pound linebackers, I think we'd be in pretty good shape. I think it's I don't know who has those size of linebackers in the NFL. He's been doing this for years, and he's really good at it. So it's, I don't know if anybody's ever stopped him. So he's certainly at the top of his field and what he's been able to do for the duration he's been able to do it for. And like I said, Lamar and him make a heck of a 1-2 combination.
Yeah, as you just alluded to, a 300-pound. Do you see now that the running backs are coming back into the fold and the wide receivers are kind of being a little bit lesser now, that the linebackers will be going to bigger, got teams will probably be starting to look for bigger linebackers in the future?
Yeah, I mean, everything is cyclical, right? What goes around comes back. And so, yeah, it works in cycles for sure.
And last question. I noticed Lewis Schein was picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles last week. And I wonder, how does that work with your organization, where you put in a lot of time and effort and look like you were turning them into a safety possibly, or a linebacker per se, or a hybrid type player? And he was just, you guys worked with him, seemed like almost the entire year. And then someone just poaches them off of your practice squad roster. How does that sit with you and the organization?
I think you could probably imagine how that sits, right? You spend a lot of time on a young man, but listen, he it is what it is. It's kind of the way the business works, and it's unfortunate. But another team, wanted to get him on their active, and I'm happy for Lewis. He's a good young man, and got a bright future. Just wish it would have been with us.
So you would have had to put him on the active roster. Is that how that works, Coach?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
And because you didn't move him up the active roster, then they can go ahead and take the player.
That's right.
We all know experience is always the best teacher, right, Coach? From the 21, championship game in 21 down to 3 straight divisional games. What has playoff football taught you over the past 5 years?
Well, I'll go to your earlier point. I'm extremely grateful to have been here 8 years, myself and my family, and what a blessing it's been. Really a true blessing from God. I believe that. And you know, when it comes to playoffs and experience, and you know, I've been through now a number of playoff games in the head coach seat. I've also been through a number even before I got here in the coordinator seat, and then prior to that in the assistant job. So I've been very fortunate. I'll tell you, very fortunate, because you get around some coaches who join our staff now, or when I was a young position coach who had never even been to the playoffs, and they were older. You know, they were 16 years in the league, 20 years in the league, and never experienced one playoff game. So I can certainly empathize with that, because you work so darn hard every year to just sniff the playoffs, and here we've been able to be in the playoffs for 7 out of the last 8 years here. So extremely grateful. Doesn't mean we're satisfied. When you get in this position, you know, you just feel, you know, every day a little bit closer to the ultimate goal, and as it relates to this job at least, and you know, you continue to work hard trying to put yourself in a position.
Another tough task. I mean, this is the playoffs, so all the games are tough. Zone read. How difficult can that be with a tandem such as Jackson and Henry?
Yeah, like I mentioned, I mean, they're a 1-2 combination. I don't know if the NFL has ever seen that type of combination. Power, speed, explosiveness, you know, Lamar's ability to throw the ball. Like I said, I think Coach Monken has done a heck of a job of crafting this offense and making it very, very hard to defend.
What will be the message all week leading up to game time?
I haven't gotten there yet, really. I mean, I have some thoughts, but right now I'm just trying to get into some of the film and try and crack this code a little bit here. So it'll take me another probably 24 hours to get around to that and maybe beyond. But we'll have a good week of practice and we'll get going from there.
Hey, after the Ravens game, I remember being in the press conference room afterwards, and Josh came out and he told us that he was happy that it happened when it did, because it gave the team plenty of time to figure things out and correct it. And I thought about that this week as you guys are getting ready to play them. And I'm wondering, where have you seen the growth? Where have you seen the corrections from that last time you played them up until now?
Well, hopefully all over. I mean, we're always looking to make adjustments, tinker, try players. You know, Lewis Seen's name was, brought up. I mean, we brought up numerous practice squad members to try them out in different roles, but whether it's special teams, offensive roles, defensive roles. So you're moving personnel around. You're looking at scheme. You're looking at who's available and what they can do best. So, I mean, to say one thing, I think, Matt, would be a little bit short-sighted, but I would say, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, just trying different personnel, trying some different schemes. I'm sorry, I don't have one thing just to say, hey, this stands out as the thing that we did differently. It's just been an evolution through the journey of the season more than anything.
No, totally. I get it. And then for you guys, you've won a lot of games in your tenure, and the games you've lost, most of them have been close. That one wasn't. Was the approach after that game like, it's a one-off, we played a bad day, but we know we're better than this? Or was it eye-opening of like, hey, there is a lot that we know we can improve on?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think it's hard to take that type of approach after any loss, at least initially, until you go back and look at what was it that went wrong? What was it that led to that result? And then you can gain proper perspective one way or the other, to your point. So in this case, you know, I would say that, you know, they control the game really from the start. And, you know, we came back a little bit there, but then they pulled back ahead. So, you know, we got to really start over and start from step one this week and really just take it one step at a time, making sure that we're ready to go come Sunday.
Last time you guys played the Ravens in the postseason, you know, it was a big win for the franchise. Taron Johnson has the big return. Fans were coming back in the stadium that game. Just what are kind of your standout memories from that game and that win?
Right. I remember it being rather cold. Like you said, I think there was we were allowed some fans, but not all that many. And then, you know, a couple of those big plays that were made across the board defensively, offensively. So, yeah, it was a great night. you know, that was a great experience for our team.
In the past, you talked about the Steelers when they play Renegade, kind of having a game plan for you. Wanted to go deep, kind of use that energy. Maybe your team now this season have kind of adopted Mr. Brightside, and the fans are really getting into it, excited. Your team themselves, just have you been able to kind of harness that energy from the crowd this year when that kind of gets going in the fourth quarter?
I think our players have, that's for sure. I'm not sure that I'm not sure I really get a chance to enjoy that as much as they do. I'd like to. But we're still pretty focused on kind of the next play in front of us at that point. So, yeah, it's fun to watch our players enjoy that. They work really hard during the week.
Can you reflect back to 2018 in the opener and knowing that that was the first matchup as backups with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, and look how far they've come?
Yeah, what a journey it's been for those two young men, right? I mean, now in the position that they're in terms of our league overall as a whole, and just really changing the game, both of them in their own ways. And that's, I think, pretty cool.
Do you think Josh, who Brandon Bean said always has a chip on his shoulder, maybe took something away from not for finishing second in the All Pro voting on Friday?
I'm not sure. You have to ask Josh. Yeah, it's more of a question for him, but as I've said before, Josh is extremely internally driven. So, you know, we'll see where that leads us.
And just the last thing, fair or not, there has been this narrative of the Bills, unfortunately, coming up short or falling short in the playoffs over the past, you know, since 2020, really. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think, you know, overall, we've won a lot of games, John, and sometimes it's a mindset too, right? The early 90s, four straight Super Bowls, and they, although they were losses, I don't think that'll ever be replicated again. So the way I look at that personally is that's a lot of winning right there, right? On both ends, that end and what we've been able to do so far. So it's all about our mindset and what we're trying to get done.
What were the qualities that Connor McGovern gave you confidence that he could move to center, and how has he lived up to those expectations this season?
It starts with the type of person that he is. Just, you know, tremendous leader. He's got a good head on his shoulders, good balance of kind of just common sense, and yet he has a great sense of humor and likes to have some fun. So he's just got which is important. All those things I'm saying, Andy, are important to play center and play it at a high level. Certainly has the respect of those around him on both sides. And I would say he's also a good listener as well, which is also part of being a great leader. So, you know, he's just been a great fit for us ever since he got here and then moving to center this year. And he's just taken over and done a great job.
And before we go, how about Josh's right hand that he was dealing with yesterday and the fingernail? Any issues there?
Not to my knowledge, no.